Before I knew how to read the Bible without hurting myself, much of my scripture was from Mary Oliver. I could read her and enter the realms of the holy without struggle. I think I'm not alone in this room with that experience. Mary Oliver, Pulitzer Prize winning poet, psalmist, parable writer, died last week. She'd survived an abusive childhood by making friends with dead poets and nature, she said. As she came into adulthood, she also came out and would find herself most at home in the woods with her beloved Mary Malone Cook, with whom she was partnered for over 40 years. She spent much of the first half of her life in poverty, scavenging for food to survive. Through all of this, she learned to combine attention and empathy. Those are her words. Attention only leaves us with nature guides. When you add empathy, you get prayer and poems. The poems that have been salvation for many in my life. Today is the day when we honor the baptism of Jesus in the church year, but I find it fitting that this also became the day when we're honoring Mary Oliver. Now, when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my child, beloved, and with you I am well pleased." One could spend a lifetime unpacking our scripture for today. Could talk about who in the world John the Baptizer was, what the significance of that river outside of Rome where the baptisms happened was, that dove, the fires. There's so much there. And yet, through the lens of Mary Oliver's work, the heart of it becomes clear. When I pay attention to our scripture this morning with empathy, I zone in on just one word, beloved. It comes from the Greek word that means divinely loved. To be beloved is to be divinely loved. And I hear God speaking not just to Jesus, but to each and every one of us. You are my child, beloved, with whom I am well pleased. You, Augustine, cooing in the back. You, Michael Landford. You, Sam, and Joe, and Betty, and Rebecca. You, each and every one of you, are beloved. We are each, as Mary Oliver alludes, a part of the holiness. Whenever the water struck a stone, it had something to say. And the water itself, and even the mosses trailing under the water. And slowly, very slowly, it became clear to me what they were saying. Said the river, "I am part of holiness." And I too, said the stone. And I too, whispered the moss beneath the water. I think, beloveds, that our spiritual work is remembering that. Remembering that we are a part of the holiness. Listening for what calls us beloved, divinely loved. I'd been to the river before a few times. Don't blame the river that nothing happened quickly. You don't hear such voices in an hour or a day. You don't hear them at all if selfhood has stuffed your ears. And it's difficult to hear anything anyway through all the traffic, the ambition. This morning, during our confession time, we did some practice work of taking the stuffing of unhealthy selfhood out of our ears. We released what makes us feel unworthy of God's divine love, of belovedness. And now we are going to practice paying attention to ourselves with empathy. In a little time for centering prayer, remembering that we are divinely loved. So find yourself a comfortable position to be seated. You're welcome to move to the floor. Put both feet down, or just notice that you are a human animal with the back leaning against a chair or sitting. And if you feel comfortable, close your eyes. And just settle yourself into your seat. And offer the word beloved as a symbol of your consent to sit with God during this time. Breathe in and out on that word, beloved. Beloved. And if I have lost you to the world of woo, just sit and breathe anyway. Thoughts, feelings, lists are inevitable in your head right now. It's okay. Each time one arises, just return gently back to that sacred word for this morning, beloved. We are going to sit with this word for 5 minutes. Thank you. begin to come back into the room. Wiggle your beloved toes and fingers. Offer thanks to the Holy One. And remember that you are beloved. Amen.